Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me anytime on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, I'm liking the early fall thing going on.
Yes, fair and rodeo week?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did you make it?
We're going out today, probably.
Okay,
made it yet.
We had an absolute blast. Went out the first night Tuesday, caught Craig Morgan. Mm-hmm. You talked about enjoying that fall weather. This was seriously awesome fair week weather. It was a really good time. I thought the rodeo was awesome. Put on a great show. And a shout out to McCurley too. I didn't realize, but the first night I pulled into the lot, all this week you drive your Chevrolet, you park for free.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had a little promotion.
So if I rolled up in my Dodge Ram,
you're paying $10, McKay. I think I don't even know what it is because I just took the Chevy the other
two
times.
Yeah, but it's got a Hemi.
Yeah. Well, I've got $20 over here, so there.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That's how he rolls.
But it was a great week out there, yeah, for sure. It just kind of showcases
a little bit of rain Tuesday night, but it was late, kind of after everything.
That's just fine. You know, yeah.
I didn't have to water.
Once I had heard Craig Morgan sing Redneck Yacht Club, I was good. So
or
I left
International
the,
Harvester.
I left before the rain then. So, well, awesome showcase for Tri-Cities. Love having everybody out there and everybody we got to see and clients we got to see out there and vendors. It was fantastic. Well, now that we've gotten through that week, it's back to school week.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the college kids have already left. I've been seeing all the Facebook posts and people are getting people moved back. And so for back to school week, my national celebrity story, I thought it was only fitting. We found an entire college for sale. So it's Notre Dame College, not the Notre Dame I think you're thinking, but Notre Dame College in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Shut down their campus. They previously, the backstory said that they were going to be acquired by another university and that didn't go through. And so they decided to put the entire campus up for auction.
Wow.
Now, of course, there's like zoning requirements and all of this crazy stuff that has to happen, because it's not like you can just like use it for your personal house the way it is. But a group has put together, so they were wondering who is going to end up here, but actually a soccer group has put together a proposal, a group that's going to bring a men's and a women's potentially MLS team to the town.
Hmm.
And so they would be using this because they loved the sports facilities and the fields. They would be using this as their training center to house the athletes and do training for the MLS teams. And then I love, it's such a big area in a very residential area. It said that they partnered with a home builder, a national builder, who was probably going to piece up some of the remaining parcels, put in some new homes, remodel some of the existing dormitories, and make residences around this training facility. So it'll be interesting. That is a multitude and multitude of millions of dollars. So it was not released where it ended up at. But yeah, I thought it was crazy. An entire college campus for sale. That's the first time I've seen that one.
Yeah, I was reading here. It was a in Euclid, Ohio.
Euclid, yes.
Yeah, a private Roman Catholic in South Euclid, Ohio, opened in 1922. The college announced it'd be closing at the end of the spring semester, so earlier in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, that's 22 to 1922 to 24. That is a long run for sure. So yeah, very, very cool stuff. And yeah, it'll be really interesting to see if they can transform that into a soccer facility. It would take a major, major group like that to put something together. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, the hundreds of millions of dollars. I can't wait to see what the final sales price is.
Yeah, well, sure. It was, and I tend to look at these things because of how our daughter's, you know, going to be looking at school. It was a NCAA D2 school.
D2 school, okay.
Same size as Central.
Okay, there you go. And not even the universities are sheltered from sometimes not making it, yeah. and closing. They still got to make some money, for sure. Well, one of the things we always like to do is look at what is going on in the market, what's happening this time of year. And back to school week is always a time when I look at very traditional cycles in real estate. Mm-hmm. And part of that is people ask me all the time, like, Lance, why is the seller selling? Or why is your buyer buying? Why are they moving here? What's the motivation behind that? And what does that look like? And we were kind of talking before the show. I was even mentioning, and I told McKay, I said, this is a very traditional market. I think mm-hmm. off the air, you and I were even talking about some news in the last week out of Redfin that they had laid off some positions. And mm-hmm. there were some changes in real estate brokerage and the real estate laws. And how that's going to work. And so whenever there's change like that, there's going to be some winners and some losers. But if you go back to a very, very traditional market, if we look back 4 or 5 years ago, what was one of the primary reasons people were buying homes? A lot of it was increased equity and financial incentive. A lot of people were moving and they didn't even need to move, mm-hmm. but if they got a bigger house or sold theirs, they could cash in on equity and make a move. And so it wasn't nearly as what I called a traditional market. And so when I go back and look at the traditional reasons of why people buy, we're always great, great data on this. And in fact, there's out now a 2024 National Association of Realtors, home buyers and sellers, generational trends. And so when you look at still the number one reason why people buy is the desire to become a homeowner. Mm-hmm. So we've still got the American dream in that situation. And you can even break it down by age group. So this is really transferred from generation to generation. So if you go and you look at age 44 to 58,
okay,
a lot of those people have already bought, but even still in that category, 26% of people are still buying because they want to own a home of their own. Now you go backwards a little bit and you look into generation Z, 34 to 43, 35% of the sales are because people have that desire to own their own home. They don't want to have to worry about the rents going up. They don't mm-hmm. want to have to worry about someone telling them what colors they can paint the house. You know, yeah. that desire for independence, the American dream. And you look at the millennials, 25 to 33, you look at that age group, 49% are still buying for that exact reason. And so that is really is what is pushing our market. And that's a very, very traditional reason. It's not buying for investment. It's not buying to rent it out. It's not buying to flip. Like these are traditional buyers that are purchasing for that reason. And then you start to look at what else is driving those purchases. And the next biggest category that I see that comes into play is going to be that age group 34 to 43.
Mm-hmm.
And 20% of those purchases are the desire for a larger home.
Mm.
Okay, because you look and a lot of that is driven by people have They've started to earn more during that time period of their career. Maybe their family size has increased. They have a little bit more flexibility in their budgets to make those purchases. So 34 to 43, there's a good chance that those folks are buying to have a larger place. The one that starts to rank the next highest is you look at, and I get this all the time, number two reason in most of these categories is the desire to be closer to family, friends, and relatives. People will ask us, I sat down with a seller last week and they were like, well, what are the, you know, they were trying to decide if they should accept an offer or not, and they weren't sure how serious the buyer was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were reviewing all of the terms and indications, and I just represent the seller in that situation. So, you know, some of these are assumptions that we have to make. And it finally came down to the final assumption. And I kind of laughed out loud because the seller said, call the other agent and get 100% the number one reason why they're moving here. So I called the other agent on the phone and he said, oh, it's easy. She's moving from the west side to be closer to her grandkids. And I hung up and I told the seller, and the seller's like, that's, accept that offer. That's the most motivated buyer we could possibly have. And so I started laughing, and because she was also a grandmother as well. And so, but we went through and I said, yeah, they're very motivated. But that in most categories, especially on the older age demographics, 69 to 77, 31% of those purchases for people in that age group is that desire to be closer to family, friends, and relatives. That's a very traditional real estate market.
Yes.
When that's happening in 2024. And then you go back and you even look, 59 to 68, still on the upper age demographics, 18% of those decisions are driven by that desire. So between wanting to have your own home and then being closer to friends, family, and relatives, we're looking in 2024 at 50 to 55% of all purchases being driven by those situations. And so a lot of times we have to then look at other factors in the economy that's going on. And a lot of people have asked, you know, why did it take so long for the inventory to increase and what was going on there? Well, even though people had that desire, and we talked briefly about the desire for a larger home, interest rates put a big damper on some of these reasons, because when you've got 20% of an age demographic wanting to move, but they're living in a 2,000 square foot house now, with a 3% mortgage rate, they want to move to a 3,000 square foot house, and they're going to move to a 6% mortgage rate. They're looking at potentially 2.5 times in their payment to only get 1,000 more square feet.
Yeah.
Sometimes that traditional reason, it takes them out of the market.
Yeah.
With the conditions we've had. Now, that's been improving over the last 3 months. We've now seen rates dip below 6. And so this is becoming more important because this tells us who your buyer is in this market. And so you got to pay attention to that. Just like the client and myself, we're sitting at the table making that phone call. You've got to pay attention to those reasons and why those buyers are buying and how that affects your negotiations and what you're doing. And so we're always looking at that. On the flip side of the coin, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about the primary reasons for selling in this market and what the 2024 data is showing.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Our house in the middle of
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been coming into our back-to-school week, talking about how some of those traditional cycles affect real estate, and then looking at, in 2024, what the data is showing. Why are people in certain age demographics selling? What are the reasons driving those sales? Before we get to that, we have a great pick three for you because there is some awesome inventory on the market right now. Pick number one, monster house, gorgeous, gorgeous house. 7 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, 4,700 square feet up in the Crested Hills neighborhood. Great family room, gas fireplace, light and bright gourmet kitchen, granite counters, stainless steel appliances, prep island, just totally, totally outfitted, awesome kitchen. Main level has a private primary suite. You've got your own ensuite with a walk-in shower, dual sink vanity, jetted tub, spacious walk-in closet. And then the basement has an in-law apartment, perfect for multi-generation living, bright space, access to the attached 3-car garage. And all of this coming in for $898,000. That is a lot of square footage. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous home. And then pick number two, 7528 West Willamette over in Kennewick. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2444 square foot home. Very, very nicely updated. New HVAC, fresh hardy plank siding, new composite deck. I mean, new. They've done all of the updating for you. Open kitchen, all appliances included, stainless steel appliances and granite counters. The lower level is an amazing rec room flex space, great for movie nights or game days. And then large, fully fenced backyard, 16 by 10 shed. And so this house just has all the extras. Like, just bring your clothes and your toothbrush, and this place is ready to go. That's coming in at $449,990. Great, great property over there on Willamette in Kennewick. And then pick number three, 3934 West 5th Place, 3 beds, 3 bath, 1560 square feet. Very, very quiet community, LVP flooring, close to schools and lots of amenities. Great room layout, has an open island kitchen, granite counters. Upper level has flex space that's very versatile. And then the dining area has a slider that opens up to a fully fenced patio, perfect for morning coffee. This coming in at, listen to this price point, $349,900. Very, there's some good, good inventory on the market right now. We just talked about those resales. We were out touring homes in different communities this last week. We were out with a builder tour with Hayden Homes. Mm-hmm. We saw three of those communities. There's some great incentives right now that some of the builders are offering. So I've talked on the radio a lot about this. And so a lot of our agents go and get educated on this stuff. There's communities right now out there, and you might not see this every day, but in the new construction realm, there's communities out there, and there's certain new construction products that have $25,000 builder incentives on them to get those moved before winter weather gets here. And so rates are coming back down, big incentives. If you were out of the market in the last 2 years and waiting, I would give us a call, talk to one of our buyer agents, because there is a lot of, whether it's resale, like I just talked to you about on the pick three, or a new construction option, there's more options than I've seen in this market in the last 3 to 4 years for people to choose from. So good, good reasons to take a look at what's going on in the Tri-Cities. Now, back to our original primary traditional reasons for selling. I knew this market was coming, and this happens when we have more inventory, a little bit higher rates, but a very, very traditional market. If people are locked into their low interest rates and happy with their home in general, they will not make a major change in this market. So you're not going to see a lot of those homes that you want to have come on the market just for that reason. But what will force a home onto the market? One of the largest reasons that we see happen all of the time And we talked about this a little bit when we talked about home buying, but that age group, 34 to 43, those folks bought 10 years ago. They have equity.
Mm-hmm.
Now those homes, the number one reason, 37% of that age demographic, 34 to 43, are selling because the home is too small. We see it all the time. They come in to, they have, you know, 1,200 square feet, and now they've had a couple kids. They've had maybe some kids have moved back in with them, God forbid. They need more space, and so the house is too small. That is the largest percentage of reasons in any of the age brackets that we look at from this data. The second thing that happens a lot that you see, and we see more and more of this in this market right now, is job relocation. That is the quickest way to force a home sale. 17% in age group 25 to 33, 16% in the age group 34 to 43. Job relocation will force a house sale in a regular market. The other option that a lot of people will look at if they don't want to force that house sale is they'll call us and talk to us about property management, where they say, like, I want to hedge my bets. I'm moving to Arizona, or I'm moving to South Dakota, or wherever they're going. Mm-hmm. They're like, I think it makes sense to keep a few homes in different markets. So I'm going to keep this house and put it into your property management portfolio. And then I might sell it at a later time. Maybe interest rates go back down to 4% and the market mm-hmm. gets really, really hot again. So that's the other option that people can look into. The next option that we have seen more of in the last year than I saw in the previous 5 years combined was change in your family situation. It's 13% ages 44 to 58. It's 10% in most of the other categories. And that means marriage, birth of a child, divorce. Those are change in your familial situation will force a home sale. Now, why have I seen that more in the last year than I did in the previous 5 years? It's because in the previous 5 years, when rates were so low, one income could generally support the house payment. So mm-hmm. like, let's say it's a divorce situation and then somebody's leaving. The other spouse could usually refinance, and rates were so low and the payments were so low, They could usually support that, take the equity out of the home, and split that with the other spouse. When rates are now at 6%, that doesn't make sense anymore. A lot of times when you factor those new payments on debt to income ratios, then neither party can afford that payment. And so you're in a situation where then the house does have to be liquidated and sold to split proceeds. So we see more and more of that happening in our current market than we have seen in the previous 5 years. Now, go back 10 years ago, very, very traditional part of the market that you would see very often. And so that's back. We're back in that situation again. It's funny because I got a kick out of this one. Because I always am looking at coaching agents and talking to people about how to deal with the public and things that they're telling them. So there's some data on here that made me chuckle a little bit and laugh. So if you look at ages 25 to 33, and one of the categories is the home is too large,
mm-hmm.
that is only happens 1% of the time. If someone's 25 to 33, because right, generally people grow their household and then they might have a kid or and they want more space and they grow their income. So if somebody from the age of 25 to 33 comes to you and says, I want to sell my house because it's too large, they're probably not telling the truth. There is something else going on. Now, McKay moved to the other end of the spectrum, ages 69 to 77. They're tired of having a big house. They want to go back the opposite way. All the kids are gone and moved out. 11% of the time they're looking at selling because the home is too large. So it's just really, really interesting to look at both ends of the spectrum on what is driving those sales. And then the other side that you run into is moving due to retirement. And so we do see a number of people in the Tri-Cities move from, you know, northwest, south. We have a lot of referrals that go back and forth between here and Las Vegas, here and Phoenix. A lot of people go back and forth between those markets. Yep. And so we have some great referral markets and agents in those areas, in Phoenix, in Tucson. Some of them are even agents on my team that I've helped trained, and then they've transitioned and friends moved to those markets. So if anybody's moving that direction in those markets, we can hook you up with a great agent to help you in that market. So very, very traditional reasons why people are buying and selling. Also, if someone is selling or purchasing for investment in this market, you're usually not going to get top dollar on that sale. And that's why I present this data for people, because investors are looking for certain return on their money. And so when they're doing that in purchasing, they're going to make an offer that just works for a formula. Okay. And so when you're in an investment market, rates are low, prices are high. People are purely shopping and buying on a formula, which is great if you have no other options in that market. It's not generally going to be what maximizes your return as a seller or a buyer. And that's why we pay attention to this stuff, because just like the seller I sat down with that said, that person's moving because of grandkids, that person's moving because they want to be in that school district. And as part of my back to school special, people will come to us and say, Lance, I only want my kids to go to Southridge High School. Don't show me any houses outside of that. I only want my kids to go to Orchard Elementary or White Bluffs Elementary in Richland, you know, or I only want my kids to go to Pasco High. They will give us very specific targets where they want to live. And there are certain buyers that just will not look outside of those targets. And so that when you get an offer from somebody and you know that, you're probably going to maximize your return as a seller, because that buyer is highly, highly motivated to be in that situation and they can't find that product anywhere else. So get to know what those reasons are, use those in your negotiations if you can find it out, and just help put those transactions together. Traditional reasons are why people are buying and selling right now in those market. If you have any questions about any of that, please feel free to hit me up. We would love to help you with those negotiations, love to help you with that pricing and what that looks like. And we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Our house. In the